seriously popular.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Now we all know they're flesh and bone, the same blood, sweat and tears. So why do famous people seem to really grind some gears?
Idiot!
Waste of space.
What the hell are they wearing that?
Who even are they?
Stupid hair.
They look a right off.
So whenever you feel lost and need uncommon sense, there's one place we all know to go, straight to the commons.
Welcome to Straight to the Comments. I'm Josh Peters.
And I'm Archie Manners.
Straight to the Comments is a podcast built around the hilarious, bizarre, and sometimes incomprehensible comments left under Mail Online stories.
We all know the kind of thing, the written equivalent of a loud tut, an unhappy side eye, an intolerant, slow-moving post office queue, a secret admiration for that woman who put the cat in the wheelie bin.
Mail Online articles receive a staggering 4 million comments a month.
And these comments are viewed by over 16 million people. That's either one very, very busy pensioner or a lot of people enjoying the opinions of others.
We use the comments left about a celebrity guest to form the basis of an interview and see if they can recognise the stories about them.
Perfect, really, apart from the fact that, as always, I have no idea who this week's guest is and, consequently, zero knowledge of the stories.
That's right, you are professionally ignorant.
Yes, that's right. I believe you have some clues, Joshua, as to who today's guest might be.
Ha ha, you mean my patented word cloud, I assume. Yes, in front of you is a cloud of words that are the most popular ones found in the comment section under stories featuring today's guest. The bigger the word, the more often it is featured.
So the biggest word on this word cloud is the word cancelled. So it's right. Someone with a sort of checkered history, perhaps.
Could be.
I've got the words Ibiza, Gary, brother... Oh, it's
quite an easy one, actually.
It's got Ocean Beach Club.
Yeah.
You've not done... No. Really?
I have.
You've got Wayne Lineker on the podcast.
Yeah.
Are you actually going to open that door and let Gary Lineker's younger brother, Wayne Lineker, of Ibiza fame into the... No way. Hi, Wayne. I'm Archie.
Archie, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Good to see you. Hello.
Archie, your dreams have come true. It's Wayne Lineker.
Hello, Wayne Lineker.
Yes, boys.
Everyone's favourite Lineker. Wayne is an entrepreneur and media personality. The mastermind behind a string of bars, hotels and clubs in the Marbella, Benidorm, Ibiza, London and Essex areas. He's also featured in reality hits The Only Way Is Essex and Celebs Go Dating. He's very much the thinking woman's gilf. Welcome, Wayne Lineker.
Thank you very much for coming, Wayne.
What an introduction.
We had to do you justice having you on the show. How are you?
I'm extraordinarily well at the moment. I'm in winter mode, which is when I get healthy and...
I was going to say, because you're in London, but we're recording this in London, but you're famous for Ibiza. So do you spend the winter in London and then...
I do, yeah. Yeah, I'll get my health in order and get all my checks and blah, blah, blah.
And you just do nothing, right, for like 6 months of...
Well, I mean, there's things going on behind the scenes and I work a lot off my phone, but yeah.
And what's happening at the club right now? Is there...
There's work being done, upgrading it again, we do every year.
You're like a high-performance athlete. You have your 6 months in Ibiza, but then you come to London for 6 months and you just refuel, recharge and get ready to...
pre-season training.
When does the season kind of kick off?
Well, our soft opening party at Ocean Beach is the 26th of April.
Okay, nice.
And then the official one is the following week.
Right.
And that's when that weekend it really goes.
It goes crazy.
Yeah, and it remains crazy until the closing party. The
global warming's quite good for you, I imagine.
It's fantastic.
A slightly longer summer.
It has actually stretched out about 2 or 3 weeks over the past 4 or 5 years. Yeah.
Really? You're getting a longer season?
Yeah.
Well, hooray for that. Mm. Do you not ever get a DM saying, hey, look, I'm coming down, can you look after us?
I'll get hundreds, yeah. Vendors. They don't directly ask for free drinks, really. We look after everybody that comes and we just want them to have a great time. And yeah.
And you've had some mega, I mean, okay, you're sure you have all the sort of wannabe influencers, but you also have some mega stars down as well. Like,
yeah, I mean, Ed Sheeran sang there the year before last.
That's amazing.
He just decided he wanted to sing a few songs, and we said, okay, then.
That's quite bold of you to say no to that.
That moment was probably the greatest moment of my journey so far. It was, I stood next to him on stage while he's singing, and so I'm thinking, wow, we've made it.
You know?
He sang four or five songs. He finished with Sweet Carolina, which was the greatest moment because everybody was singing. And then he jumped in the crowd, crowd surfed.
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran crowd surfing.
Wow.
It was a bizarre moment. But yeah, we get a lot of celebs, obviously.
And Ed Sheeran presumably didn't have to pay for his own drinks.
Well, he gets invitations.
How did that come about with Ed?
But he doesn't ask. I mean,
yeah.
Ed comes almost every year. He's got a group of friends that he gets a private jet every year.
Yeah.
Puts them all on it, goes with them, and they come for two or three days. And the first stop he makes is at Ocean. But it's the same group of people. He's done it ever since he's left school, which is, since he could afford private jets anyway. And he's just a really nice guy.
The people he's bringing aren't other famous people. They're all
schoolmates. No, they're just his schoolmates, which I think is really, really nice. And that he's continued to do that until this day. And I'm sure he'll be turning up with the boys again this year.
God, we need to become friends with Ed Sheeran's mates.
No, we just need to become friends with Wayne Lineker. Because I feel like you're on the inner circle, Wayne, of Ed's inner circle, certainly when he's in Ibiza.
Yeah. I mean, we get people like Conor McGregor, obviously. And all the England players come, and like Jack Grealish, he comes every year, bless him. He's a funny guy.
Is he a nice guy?
He's super nice, yeah.
Is he the one that wears the headband?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He likes to party, but he's a very good player and likes to practice.
The girls like him.
Oh,
yes.
Wayne, the idea of the show is that I read out some comments on a Mail Online story that is about you, and you have to guess from those comments what the story is.
Okay.
Do you ever read comments about yourself online? Are you like Prince Harry, who famously reads every single comment left?
No, I do read some, depending on how them comments are going. Mm. It decides whether I want to read it.
First two or three, before it's either therapy or stop. Yeah.
Well, Archie is going to help or potentially hinder you, as he has no idea what the stories are either. So you guys are in this together.
Let's go. They're all about you or your life.
I should know them, really, shouldn't I?
You should do, but it depends. Yeah.
So if you can figure out which one's which.
Okay.
I will be very impressed. They've also been going for ages because, you know, you're not a spring chicken anymore. I'd say you look very good for your age.
God, that's rude to the guests.
Well, he's the best looking 60-year-old I've ever seen.
61.
Well, let's call it 60. Okay, here we go. First comment on the first story is from Phoenix 3395.
If you haven't managed to grow up by 58, you never will.
So this is some kind of activity or something you'd have done that would have been so-called childish.
And 3 years ago.
That really narrows it
down. 3 years ago.
Well, I've done a lot of childish things. Was I pushing girls in the pool?
Is that one of your favourite activities?
Wayne, no, that's not it for the moment, Wayne. I tell you what, let's go to comment number two from Jez661 in Eastbourne.
I'd give the gym a miss if I were you. Have you been diagnosed with hypermobility?
Do you go to the gym a lot now?
I do indeed.
He does. Look at him.
In the winter.
In the winter, but not in the summer.
No, not
you're a bear.
Your right arm is your gym in the summer, just blasting mouth.
Yeah. But I don't know what he means.
The third comment is from Mr. Wonderful in London.
I had rotator cuff surgery and it took 1 year to recover to 90%.
Yeah, I know what that is.
I haven't got a clue.
Well, I went out one night in Ibiza and it was a big night. And I woke up in my bed the next day and I couldn't move my arm.
And,
I literally couldn't move it, but I had no recollection of how it happened. So I went.
You say a big night, what time do you think you went to bed?
Well, I woke up at 2:00. I think probably in bed by midday. So I was struggling, to say the least. But I woke up and I was like, I literally couldn't. I got in the car and I couldn't put my hand on the wheel. And so much pain. And so that was around August time. I went home in October, went to a specialist in Harley Street. I was in good hands.
Yeah.
So I went to see him and he took all the scans and he called me in his office and he said, so what happened? I said, I don't know. He He said, no, you must know, because this is a severe tear in your rotatory cuff. And, you know, this doesn't have, you must have fell off a mountain or had a car crash. I said, well, no, I never had a car crash or got run over by a car because there was no tire marks on my t-shirt.
Well, that's great. You did the due diligence and obviously you weren't struck by a car.
He's like, so you're telling me you have no idea how it done? I said, no, I had a big night out and I couldn't remember anything. And he went, remarkable. I went, thanks.
To this day, we don't know. You don't know what it is?
No.
The article says, Wayne Lineker, 58, jokes it's time to slow down after undergoing surgery on his shoulder following traumatic injury on a drunken night out in Ibiza.
There you go.
So are you now bionic? Do you have a kind of...
I am bionic, yes.
Oh, really?
I also have a half knee replacement, too.
There aren't many 58-year-olds who are doing all-nighters till midday the next day. What are your top tips for a hangover?
Have another drink.
That work? So hair of the dog, that takes the hangover away.
Yeah, I mean, it's a vicious cycle. Because you go out and then I've obviously got to go to the club and try and socialise with my clients and take pictures and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So when you're hungover, it's a struggle. So I always get a vodka Red Bull.
Right.
Every single time.
So a vodka Red Bull's the way forward?
But you got to drink it in like less than 10 seconds because if you do that, it's immediate impact and you're back in the game.
How many selfies are you taking a day when you're there, is it?
It's about an average of 300.
Oh, wow.
So 2,000 a week.
So quite a lot of your job is just smiling for selfies?
Yeah.
2,000 a week?
2,000 pictures a week, yeah. I've worked it out that I think I'm the most photographed person in the world.
Yeah, I think that's possible.
The bigger the celebrity, the less they will allow you to take pictures.
Yeah. So do you think you're more photographed than Gary?
Absolutely, yes. He's not keen on taking pictures, but, you know, I'm in that environment, aren't I? If you've not been to... You've not been to Ibiza unless you've had a pic with Wayne Lineker.
No, that's absolutely true.
I said to my PA, I said, I need a clicker.
Yeah.
I want to count how many. So every time I go...
Yeah.
So it finished 446. Yeah.
446 selfies in a day.
That is unbelievable.
To be fair, I mean, that is a huge amount.
It's,
do people like Jack Grealish and Ed Sheeran, do they not get mobbed when they're there?
They have security.
So you just keep
them away. They wouldn't come and we wouldn't. So we put our own security and he has his own security.
Right.
It would just spoil his day. You know,
yeah, it would. Who's the one celebrity who's not been and you wish you could have, if you could invite anyone?
I would say Kevin Hart. I love him.
Kevin Hart? We've been clubbing with Kevin Hart.
No, we actually haven't. We were at a venue and Kevin Hart was also there.
It was a club. So we went clubbing with Kevin Hart. I met him. He's tiny.
He's very small.
Absolute, like a little sort of pocket rocket.
Kevin, come on, man. Let's go to Ocean. Me and you. We'll have a big day. Come on.
Wayne, do you need security at Ocean?
I have a security. Okay. I mean, people are really nice to me.
But I can imagine if you're wasted and you sort of see Wayne Lineker and you're not, most people would normally be quite polite, but if you are goners, you're going to be like, it's Wayne Lineker!
Yeah, and they'll jump over me and all that. I work it out. It's like at 2 in the afternoon, it's beautiful. Everyone's like nice to me and polite to me. 3 o'clock, it gets a little bit stronger. 4 o'clock, they're getting a little bit confident. But by 7 p.m., it's a completely different crowd. So, yeah, I tend to hide myself away after 7 p.m. Yeah.
Did you ever play football as a youngster? Were you anywhere near as good as Gary, or was it?
Well, he wrote in his first book, that my brother has more skill in his little toe than I have in my whole body.
Oh.
So I'll take that. But, yeah, I had all the skill in the world, but I had no dedication or no commitment. I just wanted to be out with the lads and...
Well, I mean, you've both found success in your own skills then, haven't you?
Yeah.
And you've grown out of that.
And Gary had every dedication there was, you know, he was super dedicated.
Yeah.
But we're completely different siblings, you know. We're he's very straight and narrow, and I'm very naughty and party. So, yeah.
And obviously, Gary,
always been like that.
Gary famously shat himself at work. Have you ever shat yourself at work?
I actually have, yeah.
And what's your relationship with Gary like now?
It's not so good, to be honest. We don't really speak very often now. But I'll always be his number one fan.
And also, he's now moved into podcasts massively. With the rest is, you know, he does all the podcasting. Yeah. This could be your start, Wayne, today.
The party podcast.
The party pod. Wouldn't that be good? Wayne, let's do a podcast.
Get on to that.
I'll produce it. Wayne Lineker, the rest is Let's Get Fucked.
Yeah.
And we... From the brother of Goalhanger, we bring...
Wayne Lineker's...
The rest is fucked. Fine. You still see the kids, though, don't you?
Oh, we're so close.
That's the most important thing. We're talking about Gary's children, who Josh is a great partier, knows very well from the London nightclub scene. He's a big drinker.
We've got a really, really strong relationship.
That's fantastic.
George, Harry, Angus and Tobias.
They're all out there. I often see on their Instagrams, they're out there with Uncle Wayne.
They look cool. They call me Space Wayne.
Space Wayne.
We had a big night out, all of us, and I ended up getting carried out of space. So.
You say that to my face, would you?
Let's move on to the next story.
Okay, the first comment is from Holly R in Bristol, which is apparently in Turkey.
Excellent. Just what the show needed. A controversial figure, good-looking, smart, and with a quick wit. I'm so pleased he joined the show.
Oh, so that's
celebs
very...
go dating.
This is celebs go dating. Must be.
Yeah.
But also, what a wonderful comment.
I'm afraid you guys are...
quick-witted, smart.
Join the show and it's not Celebs Go Dating.
You did The Only Way is Essex.
God, that was a long time ago.
Towie star here.
That was...
Are we getting warmer?
Well, I don't know. Let's go to the next comment from Paul in Swindon.
About time someone went on this show and told these trolls exactly what the majority of the public are thinking.
That would be The Only Way is Essex. What did you do on The Only Way is Essex? I mean, not that anyone does anything much on that show.
I famously had a row with Chloe Sims. And we went for a meal and it just went wrong.
Was it a date?
Yeah, she's calling me Father Christmas and I'm calling her a typical Essex girl. And da, da, da. But it was just a really awkward moment, but the cameras caught it all. But it was a lot of fun doing Towie at the time. But I only did a cameo appearance in the Only Way is Marbella.
Right, and that was presumably for the business.
Yeah. Well, I was just living there and they asked me to go on the show. Well,
let's have the final comment just to make sure we know which story this is. From Flojo78 in Birmingham.
Chloe is the nicest cast member, easy target for a nasty old man. And Lauren isn't any better. If she was Chloe's friend, she would have left with her. Oh, yes, I know it's not real.
I think that confirms it's the dinner with someone called Chloe Sims.
It confirms the headline was, "You're an a-hole. Gary's brother, Wayne Lineker, makes a controversial debut on The Only Way is Essex as he offends Chloe Sims." So quite right. Well done there, Wayne.
Well, I wasn't offending. I was retaliating to her offending me.
Would you do any of the other reality shows? You can go to Made in Chelsea now with your nephews. Yeah, they're all quite Chelsea.
I think my reality TV days are over.
Would you say yes to I'm a Celeb? Yeah.
Oh, of course I would.
Okay, this could be the beginning. I mean, you'd be a great signing for I'm a Celeb.
I think so.
I think so too.
That would be great. Would you trust yourself to be recorded 24 hours a day?
Yes. I think, maybe 22.
Strictly Come Dancing?
Well, if the old buddy had taken it.
I still think this podcast is a good idea.
Yeah, 100%.
I think it's going to be huge.
Well, while you two brainstorm that magnificent idea, it's now time for a break. So we will see you in part two.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Back to Straight to the Comments with me, Archie.
And me, Josh.
Our guest this week is the clubbing legend that is Wayne Lineker. How are you, Wayne? Thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for having me, guys.
So, COVID, obviously, a few years ago, how did that impact you as a venue that would see loads of people coming in and out and partying? Everything must have closed down. How did you deal with that?
Yeah, it was just the weirdest thing. 2021 was just, just crazy. Like, you're talking about a venue that has 1,500 people in on a Tuesday, for example. This moment's always stuck out in my head. It was 7 o'clock at night in August on a Tuesday, just called quarantine. and there was literally no one coming to Ibiza. It was like, it was just the weirdest thing. I was just driving around, I thought, I'll go and have a look at the club and cry. So I walked in there, like, you know, you bear in mind at 7 o'clock on a Tuesday, there's every single person's up, dancing, drinking, having the time of their lives, happy, smiling, the music's playing, it's just the best vibe. And I walked in there, and there was 2 beds taken, 14 people in there. I walked in, I just stepped about 10 yards, I turned around, went out and cried my eyes out in the car. And to see that was just literally heartbreaking. And that's how it was for the rest of the year, and it's just horrific. It's, you know, we suffered so bad, and we got several businesses all in hospitality.
Yeah.
You know, it just absolutely battered us. So, yeah, I mean, obviously people were worse off. They were losing family members. But as a business side of things, it was horrific, yeah.
And are we back now to better numbers than pre-COVID? Yeah. Has things increased since pre-COVID?
Yeah. I think everybody that went to Ibiza in that first year after COVID had such an amazing time.
It's a year they won't forget, isn't it? It'll stand out as a...
And it was so dominant on social media, not just ocean,
the whole island.
Yeah.
So people were just... All the people that didn't come were booking to come. And all the people that went were rebooking. So it's just spiraling, and Ibiza's in a very strong, strong position right now.
Okay, great. Let's get back to the stories. Yeah. The first comment here is from Sunking 101 from Leeds.
The Linekers are an odd bunch.
The Linekers are an odd bunch.
That's what it says.
Okay. Well, that's not going to help us find much of a article there, is it?
I mean,
that's just a snipey bastard in the comment section.
I'll take you to the next comment, which is from Millwall Paul IV in London.
Looks like Gazza. Couldn't have happened to a nicer bloke.
Well, I mean, everything's Gazza in loud culture, isn't it?
Yeah.
Could be anything. Oh, Gazza.
Well, I'm Wazza, so...
Okay, let's...
I think we're going to need another help. We're going to need another helping hand.
You are going to need the help of Sunseeker from Shrewsbury, who says...
Now he knows what people really think of him. He obviously couldn't work out for himself.
I'll tell you what that must be about my criteria for a woman.
Ah, yes, I've read about this.
Yeah.
You had a shout-out.
Yeah.
What was your criteria for a woman?
It was long. It was long, you know. It was tongue-in-cheek. Because my children were like, Dad, you need to get a girlfriend. You just can't be a woman. I said, well, try and find me one. And I just thought, you know, I'll advertise for one.
That's a great idea.
That makes sense.
So, I said, you know, you must be prepared to go to the front of the queue in a nightclub and accept free drinks from the owners, and you must be prepared to fly in first class and all that sort of stuff. To go viral, you need to have a debate going on.
Yeah, you need to wind some people up.
Yeah, yeah. And I am looking for that person. But you got to remember, for a woman to date me is a big ask.
Yeah.
You know, I'm surrounded by 1,000 girls every day.
Well, you're the most photographed man in the world.
I had to edit it after about 20 minutes because it was going so crazy. And everyone was like, is he serious? You know, he's having a go at me. So I had to edit it to say, just to let you know that
this is a joke.
Pure tongue-in-cheek banter. I was on Loose Women the next day. They were talking.
That's not the show you want to go on after something like that. The viper's nest of Loose Women.
They were all discussing it. People were blogging about it in Australia, and it was just mad.
You remind me of a more modern-day Hugh Hefner slightly, Wayne. Is that a fair comparison, do we think?
I guess I have been compared many times to him.
So was there a time where someone was being really rude to you, or that last one sounds like someone's being mean and cruel?
Was it Crouch's Pub?
Yes. I'll read the
Crouch Fest
headline quickly and then you can explain.
The Crouch
Fest. So the headline is Gary Lineker's brother Wayne says he wanted a effing trapdoor to open up after being left devastated when thousands of fans chanted pedo at him at Peter Crouch's live show.
Yeah. Apathetic.
I put myself in the Lion's Den really because Chris Stark actually called me and said, we really want you to come on the show because you're a part of the show.
Yeah.
They're always saying that you're the greatest club manager of all time. you know, they sort of give me the Pep Guardiola mode and they compare me to him and stuff like that. It's just an ongoing joke. But so they asked me on. They said, we really want you to make an appearance at the Crouch Fest. So I'm thinking, yeah, great. It's
fucking, so much fun, yeah.
Yeah, so much fun. You know, 12,000 people all having a good time. And But what I forgot to think about was 12,000 football fans yeah. all pissed out their heads. And the fact that I walked on stage when they introduced me with two worldies on my arm with a bottle of vodka in each arm.
Right. Okay, you were asking for like, a bit of trouble there.
Everyone was sort of cheering, and then all of a sudden, the one group of lads in the bottom corner gone, pedo.
Mm.
And like, and then it's got the herd effect. It's gone dum, 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 dum. And then all of a sudden, there's 12,000 people calling me a pedo because they're all joining in thinking it's funny.
Yeah.
It's like the Victoria Beckham thing, isn't it? You know, Bush Pie takes it up the arse. You know, the whole stadium was... Yeah, I know, but...
It's a ripple effect.
Yeah, it was obviously being said in jest, the chant that was going on, but it didn't stop it from hurting.
It's because my girlfriend's always 25, 30.
Yeah.
They then associate that with them being too young for me. And it all comes from Twitter. So I had to come off Twitter because, you know, I was just getting so much abuse. Nobody's got anything good to say.
No,
you don't get any nice comments on that.
What happened immediately after? So you go off stage, presumably. You meet up with Crouch,
yeah,
Chris Darkin.
So the lads are obviously upset, Chris and Crouchy and Bobby Clancy. She was like, really, I'm so sorry this happened. And because I was right in the middle of the stage when it happened, and it says in there, I wanted to
do a Gemma Collins, yeah, Gemma when she Collins, fell,
yeah, exactly.
she fell through the stage. Yeah,
that's the first time I've ever wanted to be Gemma Collins. I'll see you later. They wanted to put me on again. I thought, no way, I'm going back for more. So I just slipped out of the back. I said, look, guys, I'm going to go. So I got on the tube and I came on the tube. Because on the way on the tube, I've got all the lads on the tube going to the fest, they're all going, Wayno, all being nice. And then the same people were calling me a pedo an hour later. So it's a bit bad. So, yeah, I went home. But it didn't upset me because I thought to myself, do you know what? There's 12,000 people in there and they all know who I am.
Yeah.
How many of them do I know? None.
Right.
None. You know what I mean? So I thought, fuck you.
Hold your horses.
Moving on to the next story. And the first comment is from Deborah Watt from the United Kingdom.
Poor beautiful bears, fur for hats.
I know this because, well, I don't know this, but I do know that the King's Guards in the army, where have you got involved in the PETA campaign to ban bearskins being used as their hats because it's real bearskin?
I think it must be the Queen's tribute.
What, did you do a good tribute? Because when the Queen died, when she passed over...
Is it the Queen's tribute?
Could be. I
was just going to say, I did find, and I hope you did do this, that business is... giving out condolences to the Queen's death. Very, very entertaining. Hovis bread, sort of announcing that we are all in deep mourning. I couldn't give a fuck. Make some bread.
Right.
Everyone was jumping on that bandwagon. I'd like to see what Ocean Beach Club's tribute to Her Majesty. She'd have loved a double vodka wicked. Is it something like that?
The second comment is from Old Tickety Boo in Portsmouth.
This is so disrespectful and I don't get it. Why are the old-fashioned sanitary products hanging from the women's waists?
What did you do? What did you do? The Queen has died. Wayne gets up and...
Yeah, I mean, we have a London tribute every Friday at our pool party with the bus and Mary Poppins and, you know, all coming out of the sky. And we've got the Beefeater girls, you know, they parade through the club. And it's a London tribute. You know, we've got the Black Taxi in there. And when the Queen passed away, we decided, let's do a tribute to the Queen.
Yeah.
But let's just use what we've got.
Yeah.
But what we didn't think about was the Beefeaters in thongs.
Wow, that's nice.
So
that's...
bearing in mind the Queen's just passed away.
Yeah.
So people have obviously picked up. There's a funny comment. One of the comments on Twitter was... how the hell did Wayne Lineker manage to get six Beefeater thongs in a matter of minutes? It just went viral and this is how viral it went, yeah? So bearing in mind the Queen's just died. She was trending too on Twitter. I was trending what?
You've set the tone at the start of this interview when you said that you're the most photographed man in Britain and you've
in the world.
And you've kept that consistent throughout. So for that,
bigger news story than the Queen.
I appreciate that. Dying. The headline was Wayne Lineker organises bizarre tribute to Queen Elizabeth II as he brings out bikini-clad women in bearskin hats on stage at Ibiza Club. Now, that's a great Mail Online headline if I've ever heard one.
Although I think we're in the building now where these headlines are written, and we do need to get them to recognise you as Wayne Lineker, not Gary Lineker's brother, in every headline.
No, they called him Wayne in that one.
That's good.
I've had that tag all my life.
Yeah.
You know, finally, the last two or three years, it's gone.
Yeah, yeah.
It's sort of diminished. No, I'm now Wayne Lineker instead of...
Gary Lineker's brother, Wayne Lineker, yeah.
You know, it's drove me mad.
I guess as a kid as well, really hard, like growing up.
I didn't mind then, obviously, but I'm a success in my own right for what I've done in the world that I live in. It's gone away now, which is great. Since he started bloody tweeting, it's Gary Link's brother again. One day, I just want one headline to say, Wayne Lineker's brother, Gary. Everyone knows he's my brother. Why do you keep saying it? Drive me mad.
Moving on to the next story, and the first comment is from Modestly Speaking.
Why is he pouting? This is just weird. People are weird.
So there's something about your looks.
Yeah.
Have you ever had any work done? You look pretty good for 60, 61.
I get a lot of facials and a bit of Botox.
Bit of Botox. Mm. Nothing else, though?
I had a forehead lift thing.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Years ago.
Are you tempted to get anything more done? As you get a bit older, you don't want to be...
No, I don't really.
Yeah. But I mean, you're a pretty in-shape guy. You look like you look after yourself. What does the workout regime consist of for Wayne Lineker?
Well, I get straight out of bed, do my cardio.
What time? What time are we up in the morning?
6 a.m.
Okay.
I'm in the gym for 7.
Yeah.
Before I eat, I do my cardio. I'll go back home, have my breakfast, and then about 11 o'clock, I'll go back to the gym and do my weights for an hour.
Sure.
I'll do that every single day.
Wow.
In the winter.
In the winter. Okay, when you're up, when you're basically training.
I go to Ibiza every single year like an Adonis.
And come back like a kind of whale.
I come back like a drowned rat every year. You should have seen me 2 months ago.
Are you completely sober in the winter?
Yeah, well, more or less, yeah.
Yeah. But so you just double up in the summer. Anyway, let's quick. We've got
triple
one more.
Up, yeah.
Okay, so we've had the comment so far of why is he pouting? This is just weird. People are weird. On to the next comment, which is from Linny1 in London.
Good on him for looking after himself.
Oh, thank you.
The next comment is from Established75 in Norwich.
And yet he didn't think to say sort my nose out.
You were sort of on the right track.
Surgery.
The headline is.
Hang on.
My brow lift, was it?
I don't know. What? I think so. The headline
is... brow lift. What are these things called?
Eyebrows.
Eyebrows. Yeah. It says Wayne Lineker...
Not the eyebrows.
What?
Eyelashes.
Eyelids.
Well, you tell me. It says Wayne Lineker, 59, displays 2 black eyes and swollen face while sporting full head and eyelid bandages after secret surgery. And then we've got a photo.
He doth lie. He said there was no surgery. That looks quite like surgery to me, Mr. Lineker. You look like an Egyptian mummy.
Because these, when you get older, these start just...
The
like
eyelids.
Hanging over your fucking eyes.
Right. They droop.
Yeah, like the droop. It's like, it's not a good look.
I still want you there at Ocean Beach Club doing
age
what
90.
You do.
You're going to be the Captain Tom of Ibiza doing laps of the pool.
I've got a private doctor in Ibiza.
Yeah.
He called me. This was last year.
Yeah.
He's called me. He's gone, Wayne, I'm worried about you. I said, well, what's wrong? He's gone, we need to see you. I said, why? He went, I don't want to do blood tests. I'm worried about you. Because he's seen me out every day. And so I've gone to see him. I did the blood test, and he just called me and said, I need to see you in the office now. So I drove, I'm thinking, oh, this is not good. He's like, why does he want to see me?
Yeah, that sounds really quite scary.
Yeah, I'm like, and I've walked in, and he threw the papers on the desk, like, and looking at me like, I'm like, what? He's gone, you are a medical marvel. There's nothing wrong with you, nothing. Your liver, your blood pressure, your heart. He says, you're amazing. So I went, oh, fucking great. It was on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
So I got straight in my car, went and got absolutely wasted.
You see, you had the body destined to be a professional athlete.
I think that's what it is, you know. I mean, some people
You've got the genetics, clearly.
Genes.
Some people are born to be sportsmen, but I was born to be a rock star.
Yeah, quite right. On to the next story. The first comment is from Michael G. Scott from Scranton in the United States. That is a character from The Office, but anyway.
So inspirational and brave.
Not that helpful.
Not that helpful. Gandalf87 from The Shire says...
Nah, he's hoping for a free fundraiser.
Free fundraiser. Brave.
And Coco Bond from Blackpool says...
A decent hard-working plasterer should be able to afford a couple of weeks' holiday in Spain. Something's not right about this.
Charity work, is it?
I do a lot of charity work for Down syndrome, but it doesn't generally hit the press.
The clue is that they're not talking about Wayne in these comments.
Ah. Oh.
Henry's walk.
Yay! Yes. So Henry Moore's a plasterer from Cheshire is walking the whole way to Ibiza to meet up with Wayne.
I've heard of this guy. This is a kid who's walking to Ibiza.
Yes, it's a fantastic story. I've got a social media manager that does all my DMs and she messaged me. She went, oh my God. I said, what? I've just had a message from a boy who's already walked to Paris. He now wants to walk to Ibiza. I went, does he? I went, because there's so much hype around the fact that people make jokes and memes about walking to Ibiza. And
yeah.
I thought, oh, immediately. I said, I need to meet him. And she said, he's asked if you'd support him. I said, yeah, 100%. So he came to my house and we did that video that I posted on my Instagram only a couple of weeks ago. And it's just gone mad. Like, we've now got AU Vodka sponsoring it.
Oh, amazing.
We're doing it for the Tony Hodgell Foundation. But I just thought this moment was a really great marketing moment, not for myself and for Ibiza and, you know, people talking about it and getting involved and making donations. And, you know, we're doing things like now allowing one person to join him each day, to keep him company, do some social media and, you know, all that. So I'm going to do the first day and the last day.
Oh, the 2 days where the press are most likely to be interested in it.
Exactly. Yeah. I'll take all the glory and I'll let Henry do the
rest
of
work.
But he's 60 days, so yeah, I'll do the first day and the last day.
Well, Wayne, thank you so much for joining us and for being our guest today. Has this made you more or less likely to want to read the comments?
I understand, you know, the controversy behind some of my social media acts. So I get it. More.
Definitely. He loves it. Thank you very much to you, our dear listeners. Please press the subscribe button, and it only seems right that should you feel to comment about us, be it negative, positive, or indeed erotically charged, feel free to do so. Either way, please remember to always go
straight to the comments.
Ciao!
Now we all know they're flesh and bone, the same blood, sweat and tears. So why do famous people seem to really grind some gears?
Idiot!
Waste of space.
What the hell are they wearing?
Stupid hair.
They look a right off.
So whenever you feel lost and need uncommon sense, there's one place we all know to go, straight to the comments.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the Sidebar. Borderline National Treasure Richard Arnold here, bringing you the best from the guilty pleasure celebs can't get enough of. The showbiz badge of honour they secretly adore.
Just gently squeezed his arm.
I wondered what you were going to say then. You gently squeezed his what?
If third time's a charm and diamonds are a girl's best friend, then it's fair to say that Gemma's minted if it does go pear-shaped.
Oh, babe, I've been tickled more than once.
I've never seen anyone so excited about freshly turned soil before, possibly apart from Alan Titchmarsh.
Frankie, bless her, stepped back in her 10-inch platforms onto my foot and broke my toe.
And Bika Mod revealed she falls asleep with her eyes open.
How can you sleep with your eyes open? I'm doing it now.
Boring the arse off me.
Don't forget, week in, week out, sci-fi.